President Bush is closer to winning passage of one of the largest tax cuts in history. At the end of the week, the House passed a tax cut that was smaller than the president originally requested, and the Senate may soon consider a tax bill that's even smaller. But the final result could still amount to several hundred billion dollars over a decade. Iowa Senator Charles Grassley favors one of several plans to cut taxes on stock dividends.
Successful businesses, meaning profitable businesses that pay proportionally higher taxes and the higher marginal rates, are the ones who will disproportionately add the most labor and capital.
That's how it looks to a senator in Washington. David Sylvester is watching this debate from California, where he covers the economy for the San Jose Mercury News. David, welcome again.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so the biggest parts of this plan, there's a dividend tax cut, a couple of different versions of it. Also, one version of this bill in the House has a capital gains tax cut.
Right.
Does, from where you sit, as you cover the economy there, does it look like this is what people need?
Well, that's a very good question, because what the economy needs right now is a short-term stimulus, and getting rid of the dividend tax is actually a very long-term stimulus. This could have an impact over several years. It's unclear what kind of impact it's going to have on tech, because most tech companies do not declare dividends. This could change, though, because, as you know, Microsoft, back in January, announced it was going to start declaring dividends to give back to shareholders some of their money. So cutting dividends is a very long-term strategy, whereas what's really been needed right now is job creation.
Now, you're there in San Jose, which is one of the centers of the technology industry, where everybody's stock has been selling for 30 cents. But does the stock market still need the kind of help that it did a couple of years ago? Or a few months ago, even?
The tech stock market has actually done remarkably well since January. The NASDAQ composite is up 14% since January. And the irony of this whole thing is, of this timing of these tax cuts is the tech economy may actually be on the verge of a major rebound. If the tech stock rally continues, and if this restores business confidence, which then would give businesses a reason to then start investing again, they would start buying tech equipment. And so it's very possible that these Bush tax cuts, if they go through as they're planned, could coincide with a revival of the economy without necessarily contributing on the short term.
You're talking in terms of technology stocks and the technology industry. As you look at the broader stock market, is it in need of help, based on your reporting?
Based on the people I've talked to, they are looking for the next week or two to see exactly where the market's going. Because what's happened is, like, the Standard & Poor's, a broad index of stocks, has rebounded to the top of its range that it's been in since last July. And if it begins to break out even more above that, there's a very strong possibility this rally is going to go on for quite a while.
Now, the dividend tax cut and this possible capital gains tax cut is not all that's in these various packages. I want to listen a little bit to Republican Senator Olympia Snowe of Maine. She insisted actually on shrinking the president's tax package, but she did vote in favor of a version of it that passed a Senate committee this past week.
And I happen to believe that we are achieving a sound and fiscally responsible agreement that will satisfy the dual critical challenges of both stimulating the economy while at the same time exercising fiscal restraint without unnecessarily driving up unsustainable federal budget deficits in the future.
Olympia Snowe says it will not drive up the budget deficit too much, but of course the budget deficit would rise. Is that of concern to business leaders?
Well, it will be of concern if it drives up interest rates, because if interest rates go up, then, in fact, that is going to dampen economic activity. It will discourage people from borrowing and expanding their businesses. But that is an effect that is, at the moment, not such a big concern, because interest rates are so low anyway.
You do have to wonder, though, David, if this budget deficit is going to end up looking larger than it seems right now. One way that Republicans in the Senate made it seem like their tax cut only cost $350 billion was they actually raised some taxes.
That's right. And those tax increases are being bitterly opposed very suddenly. And so there's some question about, it's very possible that these tax increases will not survive, whereas the tax cut will, so that the cost of it will really wind up being what the administration wanted all along.
David Sylvester covers the economy for the San Jose Mercury News. David, thanks.
Thanks a lot.